Two John Doe victims of abuse are filing a lawsuit with the help of SNAP, short for Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. They say that the late Father Siegfried Wadiro was transferred in 1973 from a Port Washington parish to one in Delavan, without disclosing that Wadiro was convicted of sexually assaulting a boy in Ozaukee County. The lawsuit contends Wadiro then molested two boys at the Delavan parish. Milwaukee SNAP director Mary Gentner says church documents indicate then-Father Raphael Fliss allowed the transfer to take place.
He was presented by the Archdiocese as being a competent, appropriate man to have access to children in parishes, and particularly with someone who was a convicted pedophile on probation.
Fliss became bishop of the Superior Diocese 25 years ago. The lawsuit continues to say one of the 10-year-old victims and his mother feared reprisals by the church if she went to the police. Gentner says she wants an apology and assurances this kind of thing isn't continuing.
These are the worst records we've seen in the country. I've been looking at these records for weeks, and it remains stunning to me that they would specifically plan to not tell the police about crimes by a convicted pedophile.
An attorney for Fliss did say the bishop takes these accusations seriously and doesn't recall being involved in any decisions to transfer Wadiro to Delavan. Kenneth Knutson says he has asked SNAP for these documents to refresh Fliss's memory, but hasn't been provided that information. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.